Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we continue to have the holiday of the entrance into the temple of the Mother of God, of the little girl. At that time, she was only 3 years old. And we continue the celebration, and today most of, first of all, is of course Sunday, is a day when the Lord has resurrected himself after he had died for us on the cross and suffered so much and died for us on the cross. And then he went to, and took out all the people, all the souls that were waiting for him, starting from Adam and Eve, all the way up to his time, that all those who believed in the Messiah, who believed in the Savior, that he's going to come and save them. And he came into the Hades and the hell and took everybody out. Everybody out that believed in him. And this is what you and me, we have to learn to do. We have to truly believe in our Savior so that we'll be able to also be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. And today we're celebrating also the great martyr, Ekaterina, Catherine. She's been from a royal family, and she was very, very smart, but she was a pagan, and she was able to actually outsmart all the wise people in the country. And when she's become of age to get married, the parents wanted to have her to get married, but she refused. She was saying that no, she doesn't want to, but then they continue to insist, and finally she says, okay, I'll marry, but you find me somebody that's going to be equal in wisdom that I have, in the knowledge that I have, in the richness and the high position. But they knew that they couldn't find anybody that would be smarter than her. And so they finally gave up. But then the Lord had called her to himself, and she had went to an elder, and the elder talked to her about Christ, about the true God, and she started to believe, and he said to her to pray to the Mother of God. He gave her an icon of Mother of God with the baby Jesus in her lap and her hands, and she took the icon home, and then she prayed very hard before the icon, and then she fell asleep, and in a dream she saw the Mother of God holding the baby Jesus, and she wanted to look at the baby Jesus, but he would turn away all the time. She would go from the other side to look at him, but again he would turn away. Finally the Mother of God told our Lord to please look at her. She is a beautiful girl. And he said, no, she is a pagan. She is not clean. And so she woke up from that and went to the elder again and finally become baptized and become Christian. And then the elder told her again to go and pray hard again to the Mother of God. And she did. And this time, she saw the Mother of God holding the Jesus Christ in her lap and in her hands as a little baby. And he looked at her and smiled and not even that, but he then gave her a ring on her finger, and the ring said that she will be his bride and be in the kingdom of heaven. But so she woke up and she saw on her finger, she saw a beautiful, beautiful ring. And my beloved, and then she started to preach and to bring so many people to Christianity. And of course, there was a time of when they were persecuting the Christians, and eventually she was taken also, and she was tortured. But before that, she was the emperor ordered that all the wisest philosophers and learned people to gather together and to have a debate with her over what is the truth, what is the pagan gods, or whether it's this crucified, as he called the man. And so she had a debate with them, and she conquered them all with her wisdom. And they all, wise people, they all become Christians. The emperor had gotten so mad and angry, and I think he beheaded most of them. And then she went through all kinds of tortures, and of course, at the end, she was also beheaded. And she, of course, went to heaven. And this is what it's all about, our life here. Our life here is nothing but preparation for the so that we'll be able to be ready to go to the kingdom of heaven. But to do that, we have to purify our heart most of all. We have to learn to believe and to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love as a proof of the love for God, that we have to have love for our neighbors. And I don't mean just your loved ones in the family, if you have families, but you have to love everybody. Everybody that's in need, especially, you have to be learning to love them. And if you love them, then you'll be merciful. You will pray. You will absolutely pray for them, and will be able to always want to help them with any help that they need. My beloved, let's continue to work on ourselves so that we'll be able to be ready to meet our Lord in the kingdom of heaven and rejoice forever. Amen. God bless you.